Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our I Am series looking at the Gospel of John. And in particular, we were looking at John chapter 4, which is really just an incredible story where Jesus is traveling through Samaria, which if you know anything about the New Testament, you know that Jews, and Jesus was a Jew, they generally hated Samaritans and would avoid Samaria if given the opportunity. And yet in this passage, we are reminded as we see Jesus not avoiding Samaria, but specifically going and meeting this adulterous, sinful woman at the well. And Jesus loves and cares for her like he so often does. And the two questions that I'd like you to think about with me this morning as we think about just for a moment John chapter 4 are, first, how is your joy? And second, how are you doing at sharing the joy that we have in Christ with others? Because we see in the passage, Jesus is talking to this woman and he's saying, hey, you know, why don't you get me some water? And she says, hey, where's your bucket? And she's kind of confused at where Jesus is going. And Jesus says, let me tell you something pretty incredible. Anyone who believes in me, they're going to have this spring of water well up inside of their hearts that's going to overflow to eternal life. And really, a way we could maybe summarize or say differently what Jesus is saying there is he's saying that everyone who trusts him, who believes in his name, we receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is this fountain of joy and holiness in our hearts. And that is available and accessible to everyone who has trusted Jesus all the time, no matter what. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to have difficult days or even experience pain. That's life. But because of what Jesus has done, we can still have this incredible source of joy that is inside of us due to the Holy Spirit in every circumstance. And so I just want to encourage you to reflect on this morning as you're driving or doing dishes or whatever it is that you're doing as you're listening to this. How is your joy? And I just want to remind you that through Jesus, you have access to the joy of God all the time. But not only that, we have been commanded by Jesus to share that joy with everybody, even people that maybe we might be uncomfortable around or even perhaps prejudiced against, like Jesus and this Samaritan woman. God has commanded us to share that joy through sharing the gospel with everybody everywhere, no matter who they are or how different they may be from us. And so the second question I'd like you to just consider for a moment is, how are you doing at sharing the message of the gospel? Which is to say, how are you doing at sharing the joy that we have in Christ? And so let's take a moment and let's pray this morning. And let's ask God that he would increase our joy in him, that he would remind us of his extraordinary goodness that he most fully expressed through his son Jesus. And let's also ask God that he would help us to be sharers of joy, that we would have an infectious joy and gladness in him that overflows in words about Christ and praise towards him in song and service, and that people who interact with us, they would see something that's different in us because of the joy of the Lord that is in our hearts and overflowing. So let's pray. Let's ask God to increase our joy and to help us to share that joy with others. Well, thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have a fantastic day and that we see you again back on the Drivecast tomorrow. God bless.